Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. From the construction of enormous recycling plants to the introduction of pint-sized garbage trucks able to nimbly navigate city streets, dealing with waste in densely populated urban environments is an ever-pressing issue. And how we choose to manage it today will be felt by those who live in our cities tomorrow. For proof, we look to ancient Rome, where one approach to waste management has shaped the look of the city for hundreds of years. Monocle's Nick Manise has more.
Rome is known for its undulating terrain, notably its famed Seven Sisters. And whilst these hills might have the topological star power, a handful of others also make up the city's landscape, all of them natural, with one exception, Monte Testaccio. Also known as the Mount of Shards, the hill is in reality an antiquarian garbage dump located right next to an ancient port on the Tiber River. You see, for more than 250 years, Romans methodically piled up broken terracotta oil jars, called amphorae, to create this urban hill. Now, as someone who's particularly partial to dipping a crusty loaf of sourdough in some fine olive oil, I can appreciate the Romans' love of it, and subsequent need to have a lot of it on hand. But, in first century Rome, local demand from olive oil, from the city's near 1 million residents, far outstripped local supply, which meant it had to be imported from the far reaches of the empire, the likes of Spain, Libya and Tunisia. The olive oil, like many supplies, was shipped to the Eternal City in the aforementioned amphorae. And whilst the jars used to transport grain, wine and other staples were mostly recycled, either reused to carry the same product again, turned into infrastructure such as drainage pipes and decorative items like flower pots, or crushed up to form an aggregate for building materials, those used for transporting olive oil weren't so easily repurposed. The porous and absorbent nature of the terracotta, as well as the unusual shape of the particular vessels used to transport olive oil, meant that a circular life for this particular kind of jar was not possible. So, they were broken into pieces and discarded on a site near the port where they were received. Archaeological excavations in the early 1990s unveiled that this process of discarding was actually considered intentional, which means that Monte Testaccio didn't haphazardly emerge. Instead, it was neatly built up in a series of terraces and retaining walls, with jars nestled inside each other and covered in lime to neutralise the smell of any leftover oil. As the height of the mound grew, the empty jars would have been carried to the top of the pile on the backs of donkeys before being carefully laid in place. This process continued until approximately 250 AD, when the port was moved along the river and newer styles of amphorae entered circulation. But the couple of centuries of stacking at Monte Testaccio saw as many as 80 million pots broken up to create a mound that's now nearly 50 metres high and has a circumference of roughly 1 kilometre. In the ensuing years, the hill has been a site of celebrations and festivals and was famously the location where Garibaldi attempted to fight off a French invasion. With regards to its modern history, an appreciation for the environmental conditions offered by an artificial terracotta hill was embraced in the 19th century, when savvy locals realised the broken jars created a stable microclimate whilst allowing cooling breezes to pass through the mound. In true Roman style, they built wine cellars in the hillside to capitalise on this natural refrigeration. By the 1930s, efforts were being made to transform it into a lush public park that featured a fountain and benches from which to overlook the city. And even today, the 10-minute walk to the top provides views of the Pantheon's dome, St. Peter's, and the streets, rooftops, palaces, and churches that make up the Italian capital. From here, it's the perfect place to reflect on the nature of human consumption, and in this case, a love of olive oil, and the influence it can have on our urban environments. A reminder that how we dispose of our waste and even what we choose to package our products in can have an impact on our cities for millennia to come.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Nick Manise for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, city lovers.